It looks like the confrontation is now around Sirte, and from there, whoever is consider himself victorious will move on to Al-Jafra. But that's why the United States and other players are trying to stop everybody from reaching this point, which is a battle in Sirte. Sirte is the key factor. Al-Jafra come after that, but first Sirte.
So what are the chances for a political solution versus a regional conflict in Libya if the red line on Sirte is crossed?
I'll be optimistic. I'm going to say 50-50, but but I would like very much to see the opposite. I would like to see the chances of achieving a resolution is everybody was looking for. The Libyan people have suffered a lot. Imagine until this moment, the capital of Libya is suffering from electricity blockage and output for more than sometimes 30 hours continuous, not to mention the shortage of money and cash and things like that. So we would like very much to see this achieved, to see everybody put his arms down, sit down, and think about Libya and the interests of the Libyan people.
But so far, both sides are placing preconditions to get to the negotiating table.
This is normal, especially in the beginning. Maybe everybody is making it difficult, to say, I might say, for the other part. So we will put strong conditions, not negotiable, nothing, but this is not the case. The case is that whenever they are there on the table, everybody will have to compromise. The compromise is the key word for this. Nobody will see all his condition met. It's impossible. They have to give something in order to gain something.
But would any negotiation lead to partition of Libya or a confederate system?
Of course, we are, all of us and Libyans are against separation. And now they came almost to the realization that it's not that bad to have a federal system. And I'm saying to them, let us start with a federal system. Just like when we were in the monarchy under King Idris, rahmatullahi alayhi, he started with a federal system. And then in 1963, he changed that to a full engagement system, political system. So now the atmosphere is better to discuss this alternative. And the Libyans, to be honest with you, are looking very much for a system that avoid the division of Libya or separation of Libya, and also give every part in the country what it deserves.